Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. When you sponsor this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing towards needed supplies and equipment. Visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescues, educational programs, advocacy, and the locally infamous turtle bus. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you're held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. If you're a shamanic Reiki level 1 practitioner, or if you have a Reiki 1 attunement in any tradition and a little bit of shamanic journeying experience, I would love to have you join me for shamanic Reiki level 2. I'm doing trainings again virtually. It's coming up on March 20th and 21st, and you can find all the information on my website, debbiephilp.com, or go to myshamaniclife.com. It takes you to the same place and find the shamanic Reiki training page. When I pulled a card for the shamanic flow circle this morning, I pulled Phoenix from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. Phoenix is one of the spirit group of cards and represents the first chakra, rootedness, groundedness, and also clearing the past. So this card for me really feels like resetting our roots, our foundation, and then from there emerging with the question, who am I in the world? The card's arrival was interesting timing for me because I had just participated in a lobbying day. Some of the local groups who defend wilderness and promote sustainability had coordinated to bring in volunteers with their policy leaders to share personal stories in support of legislative initiatives and budgets. I was nervous, but I volunteered, and I shared about turtles. I shared about being handed them broken and the heartbreak of watching the ones I couldn't save die. I shared how 300 million years of evolution didn't prepare them for roads, and how they are essential in our wetland ecosystems, and that those ecosystems are essential for us. I asked for wetlands preservation, connected habitat, and roadless areas in the wilderness to be part of their legislative agenda. And I got thanked by a state senator for being willing to speak. I share in the intro to the podcast that the whole purpose of this podcast is to arm you with practices so that you can feel grounded and real as you do whatever you are called to do to be in service. Leadership takes all kinds of forms, and how you embody leadership will be an expression of your authentic truth. If you've been listening, you know I can talk. But staring at wiggly lines on the screen as I record is easier than looking at a legislative staffer in the eyes, even when it's on Zoom, and telling them that what will help turtles is worthy of money in a state budget during a pandemic. But my vision is an earth that is livable for all beings. And what's good for turtles is good for us. So I spoke my truth as a leader in the way that I embody leadership. You can do this too. If you start from a place of rootedness and, like the phoenix, let all of the stuff that told you you can't burn away and step out of the fire as the leader and change maker whose actions will inspire others to do the same. This is how movements come into being. A few months ago, I did a journey while studying shamanism with Hank Wesselman, who sadly passed away 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to be working on a dismemberment, asking our guides to take us apart and put us back together. However, my helping spirit pushed me into the fire. And I turned to ash, mostly. Then I regenerated. It was a really powerful journey, and this phoenix card reminded me of it. So I'd like to take you on a similar journey. You can do this sitting or laying down, however you're comfortable. Take a moment to get yourself settled, to reconnect again with the support of the earth. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, relax. Allow your physical body to relax. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, relax the hold of your thoughts. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, relax anything else that is holding on to your connection to the physical realm. Your body is here and safe, supported, and will be here. In your mind's eye, see yourself on a path in the woods. You're walking down this path, surrounded by trees, canopy of branches overhead. Look around. Listen. Notice what it's like to be here. What season is it? What's the weather like? Is it day or night? What is the path like under your feet? What do you see in the undergrowth? What do you hear? Maybe there are sounds of birds or leaves rustling in a breeze. Maybe you can hear animals moving just out of sight. Take it all in. Immerse yourself in the experience of walking the path in the woods. bends to the left. And then ahead of you is a rock wall. As the path approaches the wall, you notice that there is a crack. And as you get a little closer, you see that it is an opening. Slide into the opening. You fit just fine. And arrive in a cave, deep and tall and wide. Take a moment for your eyes to adjust. There's light from a fire laid in the center of the floor. The light from the flames dances on the rock walls of the cave. Take a moment to move around. How is your cave? Is it dry or damp? By the wall, is it warm or cool? Maybe your cave walls have decorations. Maybe roots hang through the ceiling. Is there moss? What's the floor of the cave like? Now make your way toward the fire. It's a big fire. Wide, flames shooting up, contained within a ring of stone. And as you walk around the fire, you encounter your helping spirit. Who is here for you? It may be a helping spirit that has been present for you before. It may be somebody new. Introduce yourself or reacquaint yourself. You are here to experience the fire. This helping spirit will guide you through the process. You'll need to undress. Do that. It is safe. And stand facing into the fire. Notice how it feels to stand before the fire. What emotions are present? Your helping spirit is here. And now, with a little push from behind, your helping spirit helps you move into the fire. You step in or fall in and find yourself in the center of the fire. Relax Your body is not burning, not your physical body. There's no physical sensation of pain. You are just here to be consumed by the fire, a spiritual fire. Parts of you begin to burn and turn to ash. Notice what's falling away. Parts keep turning to ash. Don't censor the experience, just let them. You are safe. You are safe in the spiritual fire. Your physical body is safe, and your helping spirit is right there. Notice what parts are burning away. Now notice what's left. What parts of you remain? What remains is your truth, your most authentic self, which is whole, just as it is right now. And from what's left, from the truth of who you are, you begin to regenerate. New parts emerging out of the wholeness and embodying that authenticity and wholeness. Every part of you is regrown, reborn from the wholeness that you are. Embodying the truth of who you are. When your sense of your physical body is complete, everything has regrown. Stand up and step out of the fire. Feel the warmth of the fire behind you as your helping spirit greets you. Your helping spirit will assist you in getting dressed again, readying you to return. Thank your helping spirit for the assistance that they provided. And now walk around the fire toward the mouth of the cave. Slip through the opening back onto the path in the woods. And as you make your way back, notice again what's around you. What do you see and hear and feel? Has anything changed? Follow the path. It bends around to the right. Keep following. You're almost home. And arrive back in your body, your physical body, the body that you left relaxed and safe. Your spirit totally filling, embodying your physical body, now part of the wholeness that you are after your trip through the fire. Take another moment for all of you to be back. Feel your body where you're sitting or laying, how it's supported, how it's held by the earth. Become aware of your breath flowing in and out. Start to wiggle fingers, toes. Stretch, move. Come back into this time, this place. You are here. The time is now. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.